Chapter 5. All sellers want their salespeople to be trusted advisors. This is especially true today, now that salespeople no longer hold the keys they once did to the information kingdom. Today, to add value, salespeople must do more than just provide information. They need to provide insight. For salespeople to become insight sellers, they must overcome two fundamental challenges. 1. Customer knowledge. The first challenge is acquiring enough knowledge about the customer to provide the basis for insight. In the ideal world, the best way to sell a product is for the buyer to use it for 6 months first, because they will then discover the value of the product on their terms. The second best way to sell the product is for your salespeople to have previously worked in customer service. They can then share with buyers the insights that they gained as they saw how other customers use the product. Of course, the only problem with this approach is that it's expensive sales training. The third approach is for your top customer service and salespeople to share their insights with the rest of your team through insight scenarios. You may, however, feel that it's a waste of time for your sales team to acquire customer knowledge as their time is better spent selling. If that's the case, let me share with you a story and you may see things story and you may see things. I can remember once asking for more details on how a customer could use our product, and Tim, our managing director, joked, "Michael, you're in sales. You're too stupid to understand." The sad thing was that this was what he and his delivery team really believed. And when I wanted customer stories from marketing, I only got the watered-down versions, because marketing did not trust sales to use these stories with customers. The marketing people had the executive team sand off the rough corners that made the stories interesting, to the point that they were useless. So there I was, standing outside the walls of customer knowledge, trying to prepare for a potential customer meeting with a few scraps of information management decided to throw down to sales. And when I left for these meetings, I had all the confidence of a soldier rushing a machine gun bunker armed with blanks. I knew that the customer would be able to poke a finger through my knowledge because it was paper thin. The fact that many of my competitors were in the same position did not help, because the customers generally chose not to buy from either of us. Fortunately, this nightmare came to an end when I became best friends with Lee, an ambitious member of the delivery team. We were both strong where the other was weak. He had the technical and customer knowledge, and I had the sales knowledge. So Lee came to my meetings to learn the front end of the business, and I went to his meetings to learn the back end of the business. Although we were not required to attend each other's meetings, we viewed this time as a long-term investment in our professional development. Boy, did that investment pay off. Sure, customers still tried to poke holes in our knowledge, but they quickly discovered it was a mile deep. Where other salesmen would flinch, we were as solid as steel because we were confident that we were leading the customer down the right path. News of our success spread, and pretty soon I was hired by the competition to run their European office. Naturally, I took Lee with me. We increased sales 7 times, and in so doing, doubled the size of our previous company. And Tim, our old boss, lost his job because he foolishly thought that his salespeople were too stupid to understand. So do not underestimate your salespeople. They are smart and ambitious. The good news is that you already possess plenty of information on your customers. After all, a few members of your sales team are exceeding quota. Don't worry, your salespeople do not have to know more about the buyer's business than they know themselves. However, they must know the problems and costs to your customers' operations in the absence of having your unique capabilities. Unfortunately, a great deal of marketing collateral does not provide the customer knowledge needed by sales to help buyers decide to change from the status quo. In fact, most material is geared towards why you, that is, why the seller's product is the most cost-effective, low-risk, and high-value solution. But before buyers can appreciate why you, they first have to answer why change and why now. For buyers to appreciate being rescued by your product, they have to feel as though they are out in the middle of the lake, drowning in problems. If the seller continues to lead with why us instead of why change, then salespeople will be selling to buyers who feel they are only ankle deep in problems, and they will not appreciate the need for the salesperson's product. This explains why so many B2B sales opportunities stall in the pipeline. According to a recent survey by Sales Benchmark Index, over 60% of sales opportunities end with the buyer deciding to stick with the status quo and not buying. In addition to helping the buyer to understand why change, your sales force also needs to get crystal clear on what are your company's unique differentiators. Otherwise, they will risk merely offering free consulting. Unfortunately, if you ask 10 people for marketing and sales what your company does better than anyone else, you will most likely get 10 different answers. It would be a shame, for instance, for your salesperson to motivate the customer to act without inserting at least one key differentiator into the buyer's decision criteria, only to then have the customer put this new buying vision out to bid. Therefore, to avoid giving away free consulting, it's important for your salespeople to understand and deliver, why would a customer buy from you rather than from someone else? As we stated earlier, the good news is that this information is already within your company, because your top customer service and salespeople are achieving superior results. You can also augment this information by conducting customer interviews. 2. Delivery. Sellers want their salespeople to be provocative, but this must be achieved in a consultative way. Otherwise, the salesperson may be viewed as arrogant or, even worse, confrontational. If the Achilles heel of solution selling was complexity, then the Achilles heel of challenging customers with insight is how to challenge the customer's thinking without challenging the customer. As a result of teaching solution selling for 5 years, I learned the number one complaint of sales managers was that the bottom 80% of their salespeople quit trying to use the methodology within 10 days of the workshop, giving, as a reason, that it was too complicated. According to McKinsey, for example, solution selling has been all the rage over the last 5 to 10 years, yet 75% of the companies that attempt to offer solutions fail to return the cost of their investment. In the heat of a sales call, salespeople cannot be expected to remember 50 to 200 questions, especially when the buyer's response to the salesperson's questions could jump from question 23 to 58 and then back to 17. The salespeople would get lost in a sea of questions because the sequential nature of the questioning model was too inflexible to adjust to the fluidity of a business conversation. I did find, however, that the people who helped put together the questions were successful at solution selling because they knew the before and after picture behind the questions. They didn't need to memorize the questions, so they could easily pivot with the buyer. They did, however, have one very important complaint. When they were selling something new to the customer was often not able to answer their questions because the customer had no frame of reference. If your software, for example, will require the customer to act in a new way, then the buyer must be able to see how they would use it to improve their business before they are able to answer questions about the deficiency of their current system. Thus, this gap in the flow of the selling dialogue was what led me to insight scenarios, because stories are easier to remember, and they can open the door to new ways of thinking. They are also effective at challenging the customer's thinking without challenging the customer, because they are about someone else and therefore non-threatening. To ensure that challenging customers with insights does not go the same way of solution selling, it's got to be easy for the salesperson to deliver. Otherwise, salespeople will simply revert back to their product PowerPoint presentations. Delivering an insight scenario is the way to go because it is non-confrontation and easy to remember.